Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday show. It's great to have you. Brand new podcast every single day because every day is Saturday.com. Make sure you head on over to everydayisSaturday.com. Plug in your name and email so we can stay in touch with you, inspire you, motivate you, let you know when you swim upstream and you are the salmon. You know, because people travel from all around to go to states like Idaho and Alaska to watch the salmon swim upstream. They can see dead fish go with the flow anywhere in the world. But they travel because of the salmon is the rare fish that will actually swim upstream. That's us. That's you. That's the entrepreneur. You have some tough times going on right now? Yeah, I want to read an email I got yesterday. I'm talking about tough times. I want to hear about your adversity. I want to know that the show is helping you through. That's the only reason I do this. You know, I sit in a studio every day and I record this podcast anywhere from 20, 25 minutes or so. And every day I hope the message gets to somebody that day that needs to hear it. Somebody who may be challenged, who may be thinking, why the hell am I going through this mess today? Why did this have to happen to me? Come on, man. This is crazy. I'm a good person. I try to do the right thing. I try to treat people right. Don't try to scam anybody. And yet this happens? Are you kidding me? Well, let me just read an email I got yesterday because this is the stuff that keeps me going. If you think that your tweets, at Sam Crowley on Twitter, or your emails, sam@everydayissaturday.com, don't get through to me, think again, my friend. They do. I read every single one. Try to reply to all of them. So here, take a listen to this. I just got this yesterday. This email's from Tracy. It says, hi, Sam. I just wanted to share something with you. I've been listening to your podcast since about April of last year. I really enjoy them. Oh, I do miss the jingle, though. We changed our jingle to first of the year. Now, that's an avid listener that recognized that. Anyway, I've been going through some tough emotional stuff since the beginning of last year, or the beginning of the year, rather. Last week was pretty hard, and I dragged myself out of the house and listened to one of your podcasts while driving. You actually said something like, have you literally dragged yourself up today? And it made me smile and nod. Well, you talked about the book, Man's Search for Meaning. I got home and downloaded it, and I was awake reading it until 3 a.m. That's the book by Viktor Frankl. I encouraged everybody to read Man's Search for Meaning. The guy that was kept in the Holocaust and the concentration camps managed to escape and realized the only thing that he could control is his attitude during that entire time, Man's Search for Meaning. Tracy goes on in her email, I had to travel the next day early, but I could not put it down. So I just wanted to say thank you. The book helped me look at my attitude to what's externally happening and how I internalize that. I've since shared the book with many others. Take care and thank you for all your words, Tracy. Tracy, I replied to your email. Thank you for listening. You know, it's true, right? We go through tough times, and today is Sunday, February 2nd, Super Bowl Sunday here in the United States. Got the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos kicking off later today. And it's our spiritual Sunday message. And I try not to make it too spiritual because, quite honestly, I don't dive deep into the Bible. Know my Bible. I was raised Catholic. I'm the youngest of eight children. The proud son of Catherine Crowley, raised six of us boys, two girls, 9 Elm Street, Bradford, Pennsylvania. And I was an altar boy. And, you know, I was all into the Catholic Church. And now I'm more into the Christian message, you know. And I like to share the message only to let you know, look, if you don't believe in God or you're agnostic or you're atheist, that's cool. You know, I'm not here to convert you. I'm just here to let you know I keep it real. One day a week, I praise God and I give him all the glory for using me, the most flawed human being on the planet, to deliver a message of hope, a message of inspiration, and a message that, yes, you can live your best life starting right now. And I just want to encourage you. You know, you may be like Tracy. Today might have been a really tough day for you. Maybe last week was a tough week. Maybe you lost a lot of money. Maybe you lost a relationship. Maybe you didn't lose anything, but you haven't really gained anything. Like you're spinning your wheels and you're trying and you're trying and you're trying, but damn it, I just can't seem to break through. Well, let me tell you something. You are going to break through. You're never going to break through if you give up or you go to where everybody else goes, and that's to that apathetic state where, whoa, I feel bad. Pity me. Look, you can't feel pity. You know what pity is? You know what happens when somebody comes up to you and says, I used to hate this. I'm about to tell you about it. This is top 10, one of my biggest pet peeves, because I don't do it anymore. I don't hear it anymore. But when I used to wallow in my own misery and not lay everything at the feet of God and say, here, God, you take this off my plate. I'm going to focus on making every day Saturday because I know you'll solve these problems. And if you don't, then it ain't going to happen. But you know what? I ain't sitting and worrying about it. But I used to hate when people would say, hey, man, I'm really sorry that you didn't get that sale. Or, you know, when I was in sales, for example, sorry that one got away, man. Or, boy, that sucks that she cheated on you, you know, back when we were dating or something like that. Some girl I was dating in college or something, you know. And it's like, yeah, man, it feels good for about 15 minutes. And then what happens? The problem's still there. You know what pity is? Pity's like junk food. It feels good. You know, you're hungry. You're bopping around the house. You open up the pantry or your junk drawer where you keep your Doritos and Cheetos and Hershey bars and things like that. And you're like, oh, I'm hungry. I know I should. Man, let me eat that. Oh, that tastes good, man. Ice cream does it for me at 9 at night, man. I literally got to, like, I got to put a padlock on our freezer where the ice cream is, or else I'll dive into that stuff nonstop. It feels good for about 15 minutes. And then you know what? Doesn't feel so good, does it? It feels like somebody poured you into a chair and you're just laying there. Or worse, you know, you eat a bag of chips and it's like, oh, there's 200 calories, but I'm still hungry. That wasn't so good either. That's what pity is. It's like that's that instant calories. Like, here you go. Make you feel good. Yeah, I feel good now. God doesn't want you to be that way. God didn't create you in his likeness so you can wallow around and feel sorry for yourself. God did not create you so you can go out and be average. He didn't create you to accept sympathy from people. He created you to go give, to not take, to give. Now, I was in church this morning, and we just finished up a series, a month-long series in the month of January titled 30 Days to Live. 1 month to live. That's all you got. If you only had 1 month to live, how would you live differently? And the pastor's name is Shane Harden, and it's funny. We planted this church. I say we because I feel as though I was part of the church planting process, because when Shane used to be the worship pastor at my old church here in Cincinnati, and he went out. I mean, everybody's got the entrepreneurial bug. And Shane went out 2 years ago and planted this church now called Branches Church here in Loveland, my hometown, outside of Cincinnati. And it was a huge risk. I mean, he's got a wife, his wife Kate, his three children, Gabriel, Isaac, and Eden, all under the age of 13, 14 years old. And it was a huge risk that Shane took. But he understood that it wasn't necessarily his risk. It was he and God moving hand in hand. And if God wanted this church to flourish, he was going to give Shane the talent and the tools and everything else to realize success. But what he wouldn't allow Shane to do is to feel sorry for himself or feel pity or things. I mean, can you imagine how hard it is to plan a church? I mean, you think people are shooting arrows at you for trying to build a website or doing something on the internet. Imagine tying religion to that. Imagine tying Jesus Christ, your Savior, to that and being persecuted, which I know Shane has done. He wouldn't share all of that, I'm sure, with me or anybody, because that's not what he's about. The point is, if you're going to thrive, you can't just survive, okay? If you're going to thrive, you have to stand up, you have to step out and say, damn it, I'm built in the likeness of Jesus Christ Almighty. I am an absolute miracle. Seriously, you're a miracle, but yet you walk around as if you've just been given half of the combination to the lock. You're an absolute miracle. You have the entire combination. You've been given all the goods. Oh, but Sam, I don't have the good looks. Oh, but Sam, I don't have a voice to sing. Oh, but Sam, I'm not that smart. Oh, but. Hey, listen, you can argue for your limitations all day long. You know your Bible probably better than I do. Why don't you find a scripture or 12 that references an individual in the Bible who didn't have everything you just said you don't have, and changed their life and the lives of others. See, when God speaks to me, I don't yell out, praise God. I just don't do that. That's not my, I'll yell praise God if somebody says, hey, Sam, yell praise God. You know, I'll do it. But I'm not somebody at church, and everybody who knows me knows this about me. I sing as loud as I can, and I'm a horrible singer. You know, it's funny, I went out to dinner with a buddy a couple weeks ago, and somehow it came up that I used to sing in the choir at our old church. Big church, mega church, 4,000 people used to go to the church. I don't know if that qualifies as mega or not these days, but he goes, you sang in the choir? He goes, I didn't know you could sing. I'm like, I can't sing. I, matter of fact, you wouldn't even want to hear me sing. I told him, turn the mics off. If they're anywhere near me, just turn them off. I'm a horrible singer. You think that mattered to me? It wasn't about how I sounded. It was about the actions I took to praise the God that gave me a second chance after going broke. And I didn't, honestly, guys, let me tell you something. Listen to this podcast right now. You got to shake out of the funk that you are in, because you're missing out on all the blessings that are out there waiting for you right now that God wants to bestow upon you, but you can't get the hell out of your own way. Oh, but you don't understand. I understand. I do understand. Trust me, I understand. But you know what else I understand? 30 days to live. We just came out of that message, and it was powerful, man. I mean, you can imagine the testimonies of individuals who really have been given 30 days to live. Some a little bit more, some 6 months. We heard a testimony of a gentleman at church today whose father was given 6 months to live and died in 6 weeks. You know, and I talked last week about the will, that I read my will, and a couple other weeks ago we talked about on the podcast writing your own obituary, and I said it on the last show, that death is the ultimate equalizer. It really is. I mean, it makes everything so damn permanent. But some people are just still going to get stuck. They're going to get stuck and say, God, I don't know why you're doing this to me. I know why God's doing it. Can I let you in on a secret? Ding, 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 ding. It's secret time. Sam Crowley is now going to reveal why you've been persecuted your entire life and why all these adversities seem to happen to you and only you. And they don't happen to anybody else. Do you know that nobody else in the world has anything wrong in their life? It's just you. It's only you. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. The reason why you've had a tough week, the reason why 2014 has started out a little bit slow for you, the reason why you haven't realized all the success right now, right away, as fast as you want it, do you ever think about the lessons that you've learned from the adversities that you've had? Have you think about something that happened really bad? And I know we've all had it. Something, look, it's a relative term, right? What you think is really bad, somebody else may think is horrible or maybe not so bad. But I want to know. I want you to capture in your mind's eye right now something that has happened recently in your life that you think, damn, thanks a lot for that one, God. Didn't need that one right now. Is there even really a God? Because there's no God who would ever allow that to happen to somebody that he loves. Think about it. All right? Capture it in your mind's eye. Was there a lesson that was learned from that event, from that occurrence? Yes or no? Yes, there was. What is it that you learned? Good or bad? Don't trust people. Don't go that way. Don't do this. Things like that. What is it that you learned? Okay? Is it possible that what you have learned, you can relay onto somebody else to help them in their life, aka bless them, so this does not happen to them? Is it possible God is using you as a vessel to get the message out that the bridge may be out ahead for something else, somebody else? You know what he did with me, for example, when I bought that stupid franchise back in 2005? God showed me, Sam, I gave you a tremendous ability to speak. I used to make you stutter so you would appreciate when you finally were able to speak. I was hoping that you would never shut up. And guess what? I haven't. Because as I continue to speak, I continue to give glory to God for allowing me to be able to do this for a living and to never have to cash a paycheck in the past 7 years. Because I hated what I did. I felt trapped. I felt like a caged animal. I felt like I had this tremendous message to share with individuals like you. However, I was playing so damn small in my life that the only thing I ever thought about on Sunday, today is Spiritual Sunday, by the way, the only thing I ever thought about on Sunday was getting to work on Monday and how early I could get up to get ahead of the week, the emails waiting in my inbox, the messages, the red light blinking on my phone, the drama, the inevitable drama that was going to fill the office that day, and how late I would get home Monday night, and how tired I would be. All because I was afraid to speak. All because I didn't trust God's major grand plan for Sam Crowley, going from stutterer to speaker, from franchise owner, stupidest move in the world to ever do in 2005, got out of that, and now I tell people all that. You know how much advice I've been able to give entrepreneurs as a result of the tremendously stupid things that I've done in my life? God didn't do those to me. God gave those to me to be able to use to tell other people that if you're asking for my advice, this is what I would do to make every day Saturday. But the first thing you need to do is envision that there actually is a Saturday waiting for you. Because if you can't even do that exercise, you got some work to do, Jack. So do this. The adversity that you've been through this week, last month, last year, whatever it was, understand that that was an opportunity for you to take that and to bless thousands of people. And I don't say that lightly. It will be hundreds of people if you play small. It will be tens and thousands of people if you play big. But you know who determines whether or not you play small or you play big? Is not God. God's already given you the talent and the tools and the resources. They are right there in front of you. Would you open your eyes and find them? Quit looking at everything that could have been in your rearview mirror. Looking in your rearview mirror is the worst thing you could ever do. Trust me, I've done it. Here's another lesson from ding, 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 ding. Sam the failure. I used to drive looking in my rearview mirror. You know what happens when you do that, right? Get in your car. Go 80 miles an hour and only look in the rearview mirror. Don't look out the windshield. You look in the rearview mirror the whole time. Now, please don't do that. But you get the metaphor, right? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what would happen if you got on the highway, went 85 miles an hour, and only looked in your rearview mirror? How stupid. Yet we do that every day. I can't believe what that person said to me, and I can't believe it. Look, man, you're wasting another day of your life. You feel me? God's giving you a day today to do whatever you want with it. It's a blank canvas. Have you started to paint your masterpiece on that canvas, or have you thrown mud all over it saying, this isn't going to work? I don't even know how to paint. Get the vision in your mind and get understanding real quick that the adversity you're facing right now is going to be used for a couple different things. Number one, to help other individuals understand this is why it's happening. Get the message out. And number two, to remove yet another roadblock to help you learn from experience that that is not the way to go and that maybe you should go through door number two instead of door number one. And would you do something else while you're at it as well? Praise God when you're down. And don't try to make deals with God. Hey, God, get me out of this. I did it. Everything I did, I'm telling you what I did. Hey, God, you do this, and I'll do that. All right? All right, buddy? We good? You and me? Solid? Look, no one else is around, man. Just you and me. We're in the car. I'm just asking you, do this one favor for me. Oh, yeah, God loves deals like that. Yeah, he's never heard that before, ever. He's never heard anyone try to make a deal with him before. All right, big guy? We're cool. All right, so I'm going to go home. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to see that check in the mail. All right, buddy. And then in return, I'm going to church. Yep, every Sunday. Well, except, yeah, I got the vacation plan with the guys. But, I got the golf match. But, football. I'm heading to the football game. But other than that, man, I'm every other Sunday, I'm there, buddy. Look, that deal ain't ever going to fly. All right? God doesn't want deals. God wants devotion. All right. And he doesn't even want devotion necessarily to him. He wants it for you and your dream, because you and I both know that he would never give you a dream so big, so huge, so life-changing, and not give you the tools to realize it. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that today? Can I get an amen today? Say amen, Sam. Tweet me, at Sam Crowley. Amen, Sam. I'll be watching the Super Bowl, checking my Twitter feed. I want to see amen, Sam. Or even if you listen to this message 6 months from now, I'll know what you're talking about when you say amen. Have the best spiritual Sunday ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.